Now, when you fought Lennox Lewis, I have to tell you, I mean, were you scared?
No.
Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and it's Monday at 11 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's the Chaz Palminteri Show. I know it looks a little different out here, folks. That's because I am in L.A. There's some great guests, I have here in L.A., and I wanted to come out here and do a little different here. Great guest. So many times, a lot of these wonderful guests can't come to New York, so I said, you know what? I am coming to you. All right, and I just want to remind you, if you want to see the original one-man show that I did on Broadway, that was before the movie, before the musical, go to chazpalminteri.net, and you'll see it on there, and it's at a city near you all over the United States. Don't forget my wine, Chaz Palminteri wine, the cigars. Also, my merchandise, the Chaz Palminteri merchandise. You go to chazpalminteri.net. All right, and my restaurants. I can't forget my I have two restaurants. Did I say it's the best Italian restaurant in New York? No, I said it's in the top five. It's one of the best. And I only say that because there's a lot of great restaurants in New York. But mine, absolutely in the top five. 30 West 46th Street and 264 Main Street. All right, so I'm very excited. I'm here in L.A., La La Land. And I'm going to introduce to you a couple. I mean, before I say their name, they have a gym here in LA. It's been here since 2008. It's the number one boxing gym in LA. You want to learn how to box, but listen to me. You can't be a phony. You got to be. This is a professional boxing place. There's no phonies here. It's not jab, jab, right hand, and do an exercise. No. These are all professionals. You want to learn how to box, you come here. But you got to be serious. If you're not serious, go somewhere else. Okay, my guests are Justin and Tamara Fortune. How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
All right. Wonderful. How are you?
They have Fortune Gym here. And where is the exact address, is it?
7801 Melrose, number 3.
7801 Melrose. Fortune Gym. But remember what I said now. You got to be serious. It's not cardio here. This is real serious. Am I right, Justin?
Yeah, serious, Jim. Yeah,
okay, Justin Fortune. Let me tell you something about him. He's a strength coach to Manny Pacquiao. Trained over 25 world champions. Professional boxer himself. I think he had 29 fights. Fought Lennox Lewis, the champion of the world. Folks, this is the real deal. His wife, Tamara, an incredible amateur career. How many fights did you have in the amateur?
Total of six
yes. Fights. I saw her throw punches. Trust me, I don't want to fight with her. Okay, she will kick a guy's ass. So between both of them, they will they'll teach you how to do it. So tell me, Justin, when you came out, obviously, okay, you're from Australia. Mm-hmm. When did you come here? 208?
Originally?
Yes.
92. Yeah.
Okay, and?
Was here and back home, London, fighting, came back here to with Freddie. Freddie Roach is my trainer.
Freddie Roach,
from
right.
92. Came back here in 2000. In the beginning of 2000 to train Pacquiao.
Wow.
Helped Freddie with the gym. Then Pacquiao came in and it progressed from there.
I'm just curious. Now, a strength coach, I mean, obviously you're a boxing coach and a strength coach. How does that work?
With the strength coach was, someone was doing an interview with me and Fred. And they said, oh, what do you do in the camp? I was, well, you know, train fighters, look after him,
right. Suppose
strength and conditioning, and that's where it jumped from there. And all of a sudden, everyone's a fucking strength and conditioning coach. So, you know, I train fighters, but I can do their strength and conditioning as well.
Wow,
so,
I see.
I learned off Freddie and a couple other good fire trainers. And the strength and conditioning I did because I was did powerlifting in my background, so I had a couple of world titles. And
right. I mean, the real bottom line is, and I'm sure you both know this, when you get into the ring, it's the people who can go into the late rounds and still keep up that pace.
Yeah,
I mean, those are the people who win. Now, Tamara, do you train? You train men and women, is that correct?
Yeah, I'd say my clientele. I don't train like as many fighters as what he does, but my clientele, you know, I probably have 100 people roster that I do, and I'd say it's pretty equivalent, 50-50.
Now, do you do strength too?
I do. I've stolen a lot of his stuff, so I kind of watch what he did. I didn't train people in the beginning. It wasn't until I started like watching and gathering all the information that I started doing it.
Right. Yeah. Now, is there a client that comes in, Justin, that you go, all right, listen, this gym's not for you.
There's plenty.
You got to go someplace else. No disrespect to them, but what makes you want to like take somebody on or not?
First of all, you have to fit in with that gym. So that's the main thing. If it's not a PC gym. So, you know, if you can't take banter, then don't come to gym. You can't throw it back as well as take it, then, you know, piss off, because there's no point in you being here. That's the part of the gym we like. And I've had my clientele a lot for over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, and when we moved gyms, I kept 80% of my clientele because it's basically a family. First couple of years, I was nearly going broke because I was throwing people out left, right, and center.
You would tell them, you got to leave.
Yeah, piss off, because it's not for you.
Why?
Well, the time wasters or guys walk in, they don't want to spar. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I want to spar. You know, there were too many days, a lot of thieves.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, for sure. The gym.
I mean, so before somebody spars, you have to make sure that...
We have to make sure they can fight, run, and that they don't get the hell beaten out of them. You know, when people come in from other gyms, they want to sort of prove themselves.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's just the way it is, you know. When I was fighting, I'd go to other gyms and spar. It was a hard spar. Mind you, I was fighting in the 90s, so every sparring session was bloody hard.
They were hard back then.
There were some unbelievable heavyweights back then.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, I grew up, I mean, I'm a lot older than you guys, and I grew up when my dad teach me about the old-time fighters like Carmen Basilio and Gene Fulman, Sugar Ray Robinson. My dad told me about all those fighters.
Yeah.
People think they're tough now. They don't realize that Sugar Ray Robinson, I think, had 90 fights before he had a loss, and he had 90 knock. He had like 80-something knock. It was like crazy.
Crazy. They were a lot tougher. They were a lot harder now. They're different now.
Fighters are different now. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. They don't fought. I mean, I think... The fighters now, I mean, it's amazing. Now, when you fought Lennox Lewis, I have to tell you, I mean, were you scared?
No.
No.
I mean, you get nervous and you just say you're scared. Nervous is scared of two different things. You're always nervous before a competition or a fight or anything you do, because it's just nervous energy. Once the bell rings, it goes away and you're down to business. It was my 14th fight with Lennox.
Wow.
Probably a little too early.
A little early.
You think?
And the height difference.
And he's 6 foot six.
Yeah, he's like 6'6", right?
Yeah. Huge, yeah.
Wow. I accepted the fight, then I sort of, when I jumped the ring, I was like, oh shit, he's bigger than I thought. But he's a solid guy. So he's not
Did he hit hard?
He hit hard, but you remember punching down, you lose a lot of power because you have no leverage.
That's right.
Punching up, you gain 110% power. So I've been hit harder. But he's, you know, he's a
by
big...
Frank Grillo?
By who? Who was the hardest guy that ever hit you?
Dennis Andre is the hardest guy that hit me. Light heavyweight world champ.
Really?
I mean, I saw stars that motherfucker hit me. I mean, I thought that was just in the cartoons, but no, it's true.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was inspiring. In London. He hit me, like, I was like, he hit me hard.
Did you ever spar Tyson?
No.
No,
train Tyson, train
Mike. Yeah, that'd be interesting. You
no,
sparring.
What's interesting about that? No, that's a bad sparring session. Nobody wins in that one, especially me.
Right.
Now, Mike, we're the same size. We fought a couple of guys the same. We do the same thing. So when you fight someone that does
similar
what you
styles,
do,
right.
style, when you fight someone that does what you do, it's very difficult. When we fight big guys, I fought big guys.
Well, now, what do you think about this guy, Jake Paul, who's going to fight Tyson? You think he's a legitimate fighter?
He's building, he's getting there. He's had 16, 17 fights. Right.
No.
He's good for boxing.
He's
good for boxing because he loves it. Right. He promotes the hell out of it.
I got to give the guy credit. Yeah.
He puts fighters on the undercard that actually never get a chance anywhere else.
And to make money.
Personally,
I think it's a great thing.
Absolutely. Me too. And he's a promotional company now.
Right.
So good luck to him.
But do you really think he's got a chance to beat Mike Tyson?
No. I don't,
not at all.
Because I'm 58, Mike's 57. Everyone out of our era of fighting, every heavyweight could really, really punch. And they can still punch. You don't lose your power.
So the last thing to go is your power.
Absolutely. And then you got all that experience on top of it. You just don't piss Mike off. Because he will fucking destroy
it. I know. Now, Tamara, there's a story that goes around.
Oh, no.
A little legend story here. That you fought, or you trained, well, I don't know how it happened, but that you broke Kim Kardashian's rib.
I did.
You did?
And I gave her a black eye.
And you gave her a black eye. She's a little proud of it, the way she said that. Yeah, I did, and I gave her a black eye.
I did, yes.
So were you just, you boxed in the ring with her? Or just?
Yeah, it was a celebrity exhibition fight. So it was, if I remember correctly, it was 3 2-minute rounds. We each trained at the same time. It was 6-week training camp. I trained with him. That's how I met him.
Right.
But the funny thing is, he didn't show up for my fight. So he didn't get to see me win. He trained me for the fight, and he stood me up in the corner. Didn't show up.
Is that an Australian thing, Justin?
No, it's just...
It's a Justin thing.
It's, no. I train a lot of world champions and that, but the Kim Kardashian fight was just,
Yeah, I got you.
What little reputation I had, I wanted to keep. So...
So you broke her rib.
I did. I broke her rib. That's what
was
she afterwards.
Upset by this?
No, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing back then, but I mean, I always knew to throw to the body. So I had never boxed before.
Was it a left hook in the body?
No, it was a right hook. Because I played softball before that, so I always like to throw
right
my dominant
hook.
Hand. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, we were the same size, but she hit really, she hit with like this. If you watch the fight, it's like, almost like a cat.
Well, why would she even be willing to fight somebody like that? That's crazy.
Charity thing, the whole family fought.
Oh, yeah. It was for charity,
But they all fought, didn't they?
I think one of them backed out.
The son did, one backed out. A lot of them fought.
Bruce Jenner fought.
Bruce Jenner fought?
He did the same night.
When he was Bruce.
Uh-huh, yeah. And Robert got knocked out. He fought. Chloe was supposed to fight, but she backed out the last minute. And I think that was it.
She was smart.
Yeah. And I trained Black China for her fight and after that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she had a celebrity fight last year.
Wow. That's... So you try... You guys... it's a great mixture. You fight... You train legitimate world champions. You train real deal fighters. But then you also participate in charities, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Now I have to ask you, Justin. You grew up, you said... I'm going to be a professional fighter. Was that in your head or it just happened?
No, I'm an idiot, obviously.
You what?
I'm stupid.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Did you want to be a professional
fighter? No, I was always, I was powerlifting before I moved into pro fighting.
You were powerlifting. Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, did you have like a record, a record for squatting or something?
Squats and a couple of records or a bunch of records. And
how old were you when you first record?
I mean, that's,
17, 18.
That's a lethal combination. A man who's a powerlifter. Did you know how to use your hands at that time or no?
I just didn't, just goofing off, but not properly, no. And then went to boxing. I like the one-on-one sort of deal. I'm not big on team sports.
Do you think a person, I have to ask you, do you think a person is born with power or he can develop it?
I can develop it so far. But natural power is just something that God gives you. That's it. I can give you your body weight and power.
You can make me better.
I can make you better. I can't give you natural power. That's something that
you're
just born with. So look at Pacquiao, for example. Look at Tyson. I mean, there's natural speed and power.
Right.
And when you put the combination together, they're pretty lethal.
You know what? That's a very interesting point. When I fought, when my dad and I used to watch Tyson fight, my dad commented that everybody talks about his power, and he's difficult to hit too, because that's important to be for defense. But he always said, you don't realize how fast Tyson is.
Very fast.
And that's what made him so great.
Well, that's it. When you, and obviously when you're short and you're fighting big guys, you'll take a couple of shots moving in, but once you're on the inside, it's all over. That's where you do damage. Gervonta Davis, the same thing.
Right.
Very powerful and very, very fast. One underestimates how quick he is, but he's bloody quick as hell.
And everybody who fought Tyson said the same thing. I underestimated his speed.
Of course.
I remember that all the time. You know, I knew, I became friends with, when I say friends, I was with him up in Europe, was Evander Holyfield. And I said to him, I said, who was the hardest guy who ever hit you? And he said, without a doubt, George Foreman. And I said, really? He said, he hit him in the mouth, and he said, he went back to the corner, and he screwed all his teeth up. He said,
I sparred George when I first came out here, about 3 or 4 weeks after I first came out. That's fucking a punch. Then he was older. He was like maybe in his 40s. Imagine the guy at 23. The son of a bitch hit me with a jab.
A jab?
A jab. I went from that end of the ring to the other one. I'm like, fuck. This guy can really crack. Now imagine when he's 24 years old and fighting people like Ali.
Wow.
Then he was very, I mean, they were all dangerous as hell, but he was a big puncher.
Right. The loudest person I ever heard hit the bag. I'm giving away my age here. I was very young, and my father took me to George. It was the Ali fight with Ali and Foreman.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Foreman. Ali and Frazier.
Frazier.
And Frazier was training at the Concord Hotel upstate. And we went there. I was as young. My father said, "I'm going to take you to see this fighter." And I was a young kid. My father brought me in, and as we were walking towards the training thing, I heard this bow, bow. I was like, "Dad, what the hell is that?" He goes, "That's Frazier's left hook." Mm. And when I got there, Frazier was hitting this bag, and Yank Durham, his trainer, was holding the bag, and another guy was holding Yank Durham. Like, there was like two of them holding it. I never forgot that, the sound. Mm. And I said to myself, how do people like you take shots like that and continue to fight? I don't know how it's possible.
Frazier came legs. It's all from your legs. Look at Frazier. Well, everything comes from the floor. All comes from his legs. The good thing about those fighters in those days, Frazier was coming out in the 15th like it was the first.
Right.
So their fitness was phenomenal.
That was back when it was 15 rounds?
15 rounders, you know what I mean?
It was 15 rounds back then.
And every single punch was a power punch.
I saw that fight.
Every punch, that's what I told my guys now, every punch is meant to hurt. You learn there to pitter-patter with some fucking guy. I mean, why you want to bitch slap him or something? Every punch is supposed to hurt. So when you hit to hurt.
Well, not tomorrow. How do you feel about that? Every punch is supposed to hurt.
But I mean, don't you time that? I mean, couldn't you have like just tap tap and then come with a power punch?
No, I'm because time if you tap tap me in that tap tap, I just figured out that you're tap tapping like a girl, and I'm going to beat the crap out of you. Okay. So my confidence level goes from here to here. If you come out and you hit me hard first punch, first round, then like change the outcome of whole fight.
Changes the whole thing.
Absolutely, changes everything because then I think Jesus, that was just the jab. What else has he got?
Wow. Now, when you train people, can you tell if they have natural power or not, Tamara?
Yeah, it seems like some of the guys that I have, they try to arm punch a lot, so they try to throw hard, where the girls like sit down on their shots. Like, I just came back. I had a Misfits fight with Nikki. She won the first female, or no, she has the title for the lightweight bantamweight championship, which was kind of cool because it was the first time I worked a corner for another female. That won, which was good. But no, I think women, women were coming up. We're competitive right now with the men.
Now, in the UFC, I don't know if you follow that, these women, some of them are fairly good boxers.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, I mean, they're good fighters, period. But there's more opportunity for girls in UFC, it seems, than boxing at the moment.
Right.
There's lots of girls fighting in UFC. Not so many in pro boxing anymore.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think boxing is still popular. I don't know if it's as popular as the UFC, but
it's not still for girls. That's for sure. Probably not for guys either. UFC is pretty popular.
It has been pretty popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Now, do you? I hear you do. I know my son Dante, who trains at your gym, loves
him.
It, raves about it all the time. Do you do people go in there who do Muay Thai fighters? Any Muay Thai ever go in there?
No. We have a guy who's one of the Muay Thai trainers down there. He trains Muay Thai.
Oh, he does.
But no one really comes in for Muay Thai. It's primarily just a boxing gym.
It's a boxing gym.
Yeah. It's not geared towards Muay Thai or that sort of training, you know. It's just an old school.
Right.
It's very much like
someone could do private lessons with
we have a bunch of trainers, but they do privates and stuff. It's a set up old style, 50s style gym.
Like Gleason's gym used to be. It was like that. I remember Gleason's.
They had stairs too, right? Like us?
Hmm?
Do they have stairs at Gleason's?
No, I think Gleason was downstairs.
Downstairs. So ours is upstairs.
I think it was down. I think Gleason, if I'm not mistaken, let me see. Yeah, I think Gleason was downstairs. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure of that. Now, so you've been there since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, are you going to expand to another gym or are you going to stay where you are right now?
No, we looked at expanding here and there, but we have, you know, we got kids and... We'll just consume too much of our time.
Right.
If we did expand, would be probably another state, if at all.
Right.
And we kind of did expand a little bit, like our parking lots or our locations on a rooftop.
Yeah. Now, Dante, my son, told me that he not only why he loves your gym, because obviously the experience he's getting, but he loves to train outside.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's the best thing that
we
did.
Yeah, we converted the upstairs parking lot to... outside training as well.
Yeah. I don't know any other gym that have that.
It's great in the summer.
It's great in the summer.
Get the hell out.
So, you know, I've been looking at the schedule of your gym. You have morning classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. I mean, that's a good day there.
Mm.
And then you have evening classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's the evening class. Saturday class is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if somebody wants to come to your gym, should they call first? Should they walk in? Should they go see it? Well, what would you think?
I think walk in.
Walk in?
Yeah.
Call. I mean, you have to come and look at it and get the vibe of the gym, walk around, check it out.
Right.
See what we do. It's best to do that.
And a lot of gyms, I mean, you walk in, I don't know, you've been to boxing gyms all your life, but some of them are extremely intimidating. Like they walk in, they're like, who are you? They size you up. We're not like that. You know, it's like one big dysfunctional family.
Right. So a lot of the people that go to your gym, they've been there going a long time.
Mm. Yeah, a long time. We also have about 40% female clientele.
40% female?
Mm. We have more than that.
Maybe 40-45%.
Really?
I think so, for sure.
Which is big because, again, boxing gyms for girls are intimidating to walk into, traditionally.
Yes.
And boxing gyms, in period, are intimidating to walk into, especially you're brand new. So, and the good thing with Tam and that we bring a high female clientele.
But I buy the fancy soaps. I get the nice toilet paper. Like, I'm not
yeah,
doing.
It's very important.
It is. Some of those boxing gyms you walk into, they're dirty.
You always want to have a good shower and shave.
No, some of them are dirty.
Oh, they're dirty. Yeah. It's nasty. Yeah.
And they have an odor about them.
Yes,
men smell.
But she's walking
in, there's an odor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think. The old ones are not now. Old school gyms. Oh yeah.
Your gym is top.
Yeah.
It's top. But what I love about it is, it's a boxing gym. It's the real deal. I mean, it's you walk in there, you go, okay. I mean, if someone does want to spar, it's up to you to let them spar. It's up to you.
That's us.
Well, you could always spar with, like, say you hire for a private session, you could spar with your trainer.
Well, if you have a personal trainer, you can move around with your own trainer. Yeah. But as far as coming in the gym and sparring off the street, no. We have to see.
And you have the guys.
Yeah, I don't want you getting hurt.
You don't want anybody getting hurt,
no,
right?
Listen, put the gloves on your grandma, she'll take a cheap shot. I mean, you can't, you got to be careful, you know that.
Right.
You put gloves on people, they think all of a sudden you're moving around with them. And they take a cheap shot. They can't help it.
Right, yeah.
And then you knock them the fuck out. And they're like, what did you hit me for?
Yeah, you got. Yeah, it gets out of hand. And again, I never fought professionally. I boxed someone in the PAL, police athletic league, mm-hmm. and my dad taught me. You know, and I remember the hardest shot I ever got hit with was a liver shot.
Oh, yeah,
I got hit in the liver. I went down, and I thought I got knocked out. I mean, literally, I saw stars. I lay there. I could not get up.
Was it that delay, though, when you feel?
No. Boom.
Instant?
It was like, not instant, but it was like, boom. Then it was like, my body shut down. Shut down. And I said, okay, well, this is not for me. You know what I'm saying? This is not. But if, okay. So we're finishing up now, but so let's go right. So it's Fortune Gym in West Hollywood.
It's LA actually, but very close to West Hollywood.
LAX, and give us the exact address tomorrow.
7801 Melrose and Fairfax.
7801 Melrose. It's right by Melrose and Fairfax. We have Justin Fortune and his lovely wife. Tamara Fortune, trust me when I say this. You know me. I'm from the Bronx. I don't bullshit anybody. You want the best gym in L.A., maybe in all of California. Ooh. I mean that sincerely. Go there, see them, check it out. You won't be disappointed. All right, I will see you next week. God bless.